Yo. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Tyson James Podcast. And recently, I've been seeing a lot of things online. Men,
turn left,
women, everybody giving their advice, giving their words on how men should be in a relationship, how women should be in a relationship, what men should be doing, what women should be doing, and it's nothing but a war going on right now between men and women. I remember there was a time we used to want to be in love. I remember a time where we would treat each other good and almost didn't have any expectations for one another, but for the exception that you treat me good. I seen something online where this woman was talking and she was giving advice saying that if your first date, if a man doesn't spend at least $250 on you on the first date, you shouldn't go out with him because he's broke. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because I remember me and my wife's first date. I took her to Cold Stone. We had some ice cream. We walked around for a little while. We talked and we dispersed. If I spent $15 on that date, I'm saying something. And we went out more and more, and the dates got a little more expensive. And we went to the movies to go see Hancock. I think that was about $30. I believe she paid for that. And then I know we went to Friendly's. And we went to Denny's. And then our best date that we went on was down to Asbury Park. You know, as people getting to know each other. And it cost us nothing but gas. And that was our date that we were cemented forever. And there was no price tag associated with that. From what I'm seeing on the internet right now, as far as people giving dating advice, 90% of it is trash. People are hearing these clever 30-second clips, these 15-second clips, and the words are arranged in such a way that people are trying to make other people live up to these standards of a 15 to 30 second clip of something clever someone said. And these people that's talking, men and women of the internet, are doing the common person a disservice by saying these very clever things. Because now when women meet a man, they want a man to make over six figures and they want them to be educated, and they want them to be well-rounded, and they want them to come already done. And a lot of times, especially, I'm just speaking from experience, when my wife met me, I still had so much work to do on myself to become who I am today. And if she would have judged me based on who I was at that period of time, not giving me grace and saying that he's going to grow from here, we probably wouldn't have been together. And women want to meet a man who's the full package right now, not understanding that if you meet a good man, he is not at his peak at that particular time, because the older we become, the more knowledgeable and the more experienced and the more well-rounded we become. So in a relationship, I'm speaking from personal experience, it's like a seed that's planted, and you have to give this seed time to develop. And I'm speaking on both sides, for men and women, because I think men, our expectations are a little out of control as well. When you meet that woman, you have to give her time. When my wife and I first got serious and she started cooking for me, I remember we brought a whole chicken from ShopRite, and this was the thing, like, she's gonna start cooking for me. And the bird wasn't even fully cooked, you know, because it has to be trial, it has to be error. Now 16 years into this, you know, my wife's reading cookbooks and she's in the kitchen and she's like an artist. You know, she got the bases down pat. She go look for other stuff. Then sometimes she's just in the kitchen freestyling. And she's putting together works of art, masterpieces, where I'm, this is amazing. So you have to give people time to develop. And I hope that these influencers, some of them may hear this and know that they are the reason, or part of the reason, why the dating culture is so toxic, because of the stuff that they are spewing out here, the seeds that they are planting in people's mind and having these seeds take root. So now when people meet people, they have false expectations of what people should do for them and who people should be for them, when they're not even that for themselves. You have to give people time to develop. You have to give people time to grow. You have to give the bird enough time to cook. You have to season it. So for those of you looking for relationships, be open. And I hope that at some point we could get back into the time where men are looking to love women, when women are looking to love and nurture men, and men are looking to protect and provide for women, and to be able to have and grow a family. Because the stuff that's going on right now, we all know the devil comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. A lot of us are being destroyed by these messages that we're getting, and they're from the pits of hell. They're straight from the devil's mouth. These things that they say are clever, very deceiving, and misleading. And that's why you see people going from relationship to relationship to relationship, or not being in relationships, and they're just sleeping around, they're being lusty, they're being promiscuous. He's having sex all day, all night with this woman, that woman, that woman. This woman is being tossed around. She's having sex with this guy, that guy. And also, you can see that sexual transmitted diseases in 2024 is at an all-time high. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Anytime we sleep with somebody, we're opening ourselves up to these people who are weak, to these people that we are not going to be around for that long, because the dating culture is so toxic. Let's get back to the time of loving and caring for one another. You know, I was reading the article, and the person asked the person they was doing the interview with about, you know, whatever happened to, you know, real R&B, real love songs. And the man replied was, don't nobody want to sing to these women. The culture of shaking your ass and, you know, being promiscuous and showing off your body. Ladies, if you don't know, newsflash, men don't want to be with a woman or invest in a woman that's been promiscuous with every man around town and who has a reputation for XYZ. A man is looking to make an investment in a woman who has been sheltered, who has been protected, who hasn't been vulnerable or infected with this disease of this particular culture. When men do not want to give their hard-earned resources to this promiscuous woman. A lot of y'all are confused about why a man or why a man hasn't picked y'all. A lot of times, men can go right on your social media, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, see the thirst traps that you've been setting, see the pictures that you've posted, all the different men you've been with over the past decade, and see how easily manipulated and persuaded you are to be with or open up to particular types of people, and how in tune with the world you are. A conscious thinking man does not want this for himself. He's looking for in a long-term relationship the mother of his children, the grandmother of his great-grandchildren, the nurturer of his family. You pussy popping and being on every scene is not something that the man is interested in long term. I hear a lot of women complaining about them not being in a relationship and wanting a man to be with. They want a certain caliber of man to be with. Well, what do you think that certain caliber of man wants and expects from you? This is something that you have to think about before you're putting yourselves out there in a particular way. And I'm asking that the men, I'm asking that you make yourselves better. I'm asking that you start caring for these women. I'm asking for you to start to cover them, give them knowledge, give them wisdom, give them game. Dick is not the only thing that we need to be providing for these women. Anytime you put your dick out there too to some random woman, know that you're making yourself vulnerable to this disease that's running rampant STDs is at an all-time high in 2024. If you're in the Philadelphia region, STDs is the highest in the Philadelphia region. So be mindful before you get all lusty and be in a rush to put yourself in a situation that you don't want to be in. And the main thing of this is for us to get back to love, for us to get back to care, for us to get out of this war. I'm asking that men and women come with apartheid and both sides be heard. Let's give each other, men and women, what we need to plant the seeds of the future for them to be uplifted and pulled out of this toxicity. Let's get our minds right. Let's get our visions right. And let's go back to love. Let's get out of this fast-paced, toxic culture. Fuck, 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 suck, fuck, suck, suck. Let's get out of that. Let's go back to Big Mama's house, where the family is together and we're eating food and we're coming up with new concepts and new ideas to uplift the future. Let's know that the propaganda machine is only here to steal, kill, and destroy. The new devil is everywhere. So beware of these people and their clever, deceptive words and the seeds of destruction that they're planting in our minds. Because a woman is here to be a tillmate for the man, and the man is here to plant seeds of prosperity and growth. He is the life giver. So let's plant the seeds of prosperity, health, wealth, nurturing. And for the women, let's be great tillmates to the man who wants to create a life of abundance for his family. And let's get away from this toxic culture of materialism, of selling our souls for these tangible things that help kill and destroy our souls. And that's my time. This is the Tyson James Podcast.